KTTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. The old crotchety wolf, the lovable, huggable hammer, and abrasive and over-the-top Corby. This is The Hardline on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
How do you know?
I thought she was drunk.
No. Wasted.
All right, we have yet to comment on one of the big sports stories that came down while we were in dry dock. And I must tell you, I was very, very amused by this. I still am. And that is the Ricky Williams imbroglio. Now, there are a number of levels that amuse me about this story.
Weed.
First of all, it's not every day that a well-compensated professional athlete gives up his sport in the prime of his career. And the appearance is that the reason he did it is because pot means more to him than whatever game he's playing.
Pot's a priority over the show.
Right.
That's exactly the reason. Sounds like. That and this search for the truth.
Right.
He's looking for that. Thinks he's going to find it over there in Asia.
Secondly, was he really that great? Ever?
He wasn't bad. He's a pretty good running back. But I don't think that he was as good as everybody thought he was going to be.
What backs in the league are better than him right now?
Edgerrin James.
I mean, there's probably like four or five.
Jamal Lewis.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
Definitely him.
Amon Green. Maybe.
Quentin Portis. I don't know if Quentin Portis is better than Ricky Williams.
I'd say he is.
Ricky Williams is pretty good.
So there's like 22 teams who would take him right now.
Cowboys would take him.
I bet we could come up with a few more than that. Well, anyway, they're not going to have a shot at him because he is apparently through with football. First of all, anybody believe that?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
Do you?
No. He'll be back. They always come back.
When? After a year?
Barry Sanders didn't come back. Robert Smith hadn't come back.
Okay, Barry Sanders is one of the few.
What about Robert Smith?
Well, Robert Smith.
He quit at 28.
Robert Smith.
Jim Brown quit at 30.
Yeah, but Jim Brown had done everything there was to do at that time. I don't know. I just think he's going to be back.
Who has left and come back? I don't even know one who's like took except for Tutal Jones. Who's like left?
I don't know. Most times in football, when they go, that's it.
But you're not buying that Ricky Williams is done?
No.
Why not? I mean, don't you think that he's nutty enough to where he just doesn't like the lifestyle? He doesn't like the pressure? He doesn't like... I think a big part of it, and I thought it at the time, and it pretty much came out today, is that he doesn't like the rules that he can't get baked in the morning.
God, he must love weed.
Just
give
man,
up a throw NFL
down, throw down
for
some
pot.
Weed.
Would you quit smoking pot, Danny? I mean, it'd be hard, but would you quit
weed.
For like $5 million a year?
It'd be tough, but I think I'd do it.
Think you'd pull that one off?
Uh-huh. If I only had to do it for like 1 year, I get my $5 million, I can smoke some more.
Sounds so stupid. You really think
it does.
Weed?
It does.
He likes weed that much?
I do.
Yeah. I mean, look at this story, and that's the conclusion you draw.
So what came out today? That he failed
his third test.
He failed his third test, and if he played this year, he was going to be suspended for four games and fined $650,000.
And he was already going to counseling every week. He was taking piss tests, like, 15 times a month. I mean,
all kinds of masking agents.
Beaten down by it. It's like, you know what? I want to smoke weed.
Yeah, he probably looked at his bank account and said, you know what, I've got enough money that I can last for a while. Like you was telling the story, Corby, he if he needs money, he can just go to some card show and get $10,000-$15,000. That'll buy him a couple bags.
Yeah, someone was asking about cash, Mike, and he was like, well, he had a stack of like his own football cards. He says, if I sign all these right now and send them out to card shows or back to Tops or whoever, that's $35,000 right there. He's like, I ain't hurting for money. And don't you figure that till he's 50 years old, for the next 25 years or so, don't you think he could probably make $150,000 a year somehow?
Not even trying.
Yeah, just sitting
there. Remember, Ron, when we saw George Rogers? just hauling that Heisman Trophy around, where he can just show up at some kind of corporate outing, bring his Heisman Trophy, let everybody pose for it. That'll be $10,000. Thank you very much.
Just set the thing down on a table, let everybody come up and have their picture made with it. Meanwhile, he's over here working the room and glad handing, just doing, hey, how you doing?
There's your $10,000.
Yeah.
So
just because he won a Heisman. This isn't anything he did in the NFL.
Not that many people have won, though.
Well,
he was also the all-time leading rusher in college football, too.
Yeah.
For one season.
Let's go down there,
though.
We live in Austin.
Especially down there in Austin, where they're going to love him, and all those Texas exes are just to get a chance to hang around Ricky Williams. They'll take care of him. I mean, money's not going to be a problem for him.
Still, though, as you read this story, and Pot is such a big player at the thing, it's like, I mean, it's almost surreal to read
it.
It's funny. Yeah, it is funny. It is funny.
Because it Pot. If they, I'll tell you right now, if they weren't testing for pot, and he could just, and there was no rule against it in the NFL, he'd still be playing.
God,
I really believe that.
Oh yeah,
but
I believe it too.
But he just, he likes that bohemian lifestyle. He's out searching for the truth. He went to Australia.
So the first thing he does to find it is go hang out with Lenny Kravitz. Huh?
Right. Yeah.
Good Lord.
And it went and hung out in the
Australian
outback.
See, I always
Australian
said Ricky
outback.
Williams reeked looked like he reeked a pot.
Well, he had dreadlocks.
I was right.
He doesn't even have those anymore.
Hey,
he cut those off.
I was right. That was another one I was right about.
Don't you think he also realized after he cut those dreads off that no one really knows who he is? Like, he can walk around town and no one knows who he is.
Exactly. He probably likes that.
Oh, he loves it, I'm sure. Because he was seeing Lenny Kravitz just getting beat down and couldn't walk anywhere and... He's like, you know what? I can do whatever I want.
Put on the fur and the leather pants
to go to 7-Eleven.
Snake boots. The feather boa.
Quota.
Giant sunglasses just to go get a carton of milk.
Tell you what, though. He's got the right to do whatever he wants to do.
Yeah, because he does.
You know,
he's
27 years old. He's made a lot of money. And if he wants to quit, he can quit. But I don't think that he just all of a sudden came to that conclusion last week. And he really screwed his team and his teammates over by waiting this late. I mean, if he wasn't going to play, he knew he wasn't going to play in February. He could have done it then. The Dolphins could have drafted a running back. They could have traded for one. You know, there were a number of running backs out there. You know, the 2 days before he quit, the Cowboys signed Eddie George and the Titans signed Antoine Smith. That was two that the Dolphins could have been in on. And I think that's where he was really sorry. By waiting then.
You think Zach Thomas is real happy right now? You just think that if he got a hold of him, he'd just wring his neck?
Probably. Yeah, but that's any team that. Junior Seau is probably that way. You know, Dave wants that. Spent hours on the phone with him trying to convince him to come back.
All right, well, take the $650,000 fine out of the mix. You think he's still playing then?
Yes. I don't think having to pay that money, I don't think the money meant anything. He just doesn't like the constraints of not being able to smoke weed.
You think he really enjoys going to those counseling
weed
sessions every week?
I debate whether he even goes.
Tell him he has a weed problem?
Yeah, and then goes
See,
out and fires
view,
one up in his
He
car.
Doesn't view that as a problem.
Right.
He just views that as a lifestyle, as part of what he does.
He said once he got off of that whatever antidepressant medication that he
weed
was on that made him edgy, he turned to weed. Made him feel more at ease.
You know, there was a movie where somebody said,
"Yeah, weed takes the edge off," so they say.
Damn right.
Said, "Hey, I don't have a drug problem. I just smoke weed." That's what they said, and a lot of people view it that way. They don't view pot as a drug.
So is that how you mellow out?
What, with weed?
Yeah. I mean, you said it takes the edge off.
No, I've read that. I read that on Corby's desk once.
On my, like, I have that written down. It's my mantra. Weed takes the edge off. It's my mission statement. Weed.
And it takes priority over the NFL for Ricky Williams.
Well, I'll tell you, it is a crazy story.
Hey, you're the one that tried to gaze down the fairway but was way too high on pot.
And that was your song that you wrote. I loved it. I think this story's hilarious.
It's right to gaze down the fairway, but he's way too high on pot.
Hey, those songs don't come up out of thin air.
Uh-huh.
There's always
there's
at least
smoke,
a grain
there's
of
weed
truth
to them.
All right, what are we doing next here?
Uh-oh.
We have to play what I consider...
Now, have you heard this?
Yeah, I heard it before we came out
now,
here.
Am I right on this or not?
This is genius.
Quite shocking audio. I just want to know how you guys would respond if your significant other started popping off this way. Because this is the Anna Benson audio that Bad Radio had earlier today.
All right, we'll get to that next here on The Ticket.